At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live as we always do here on Mondays from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck for the return of Burger Night, back like it never left, to get a cheeseburger for $2.95 here on Mondays from Capitol Ale House, or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. It's any of the three Richmond area locations, Innsbruck, downtown, or Midlothian. And as we broadcast live here on The Fan, we are Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And as we cruise through the summer here on a Monday, July 14th, we'll look at the results of last night's MLB draft. Washington made the first overall selection just a week after removing the president of baseball operations, Mike Rizzo, and manager Davey Martinez from their positions. We'll talk Nationals baseball with Bobby Blanco at 12:30. Another day, another summer league game for the Washington Wizards. Much, much better in game two than they were in game one. Alex Saar bounces back. Trey Johnson continues to impress as Washington gets a win. And we are now just 8 days away from Washington Commanders training camp, the most anticipated training camp in a decade for the 12-win Washington Commanders, who made it to the conference championship game last year and hold the NFL's Rookie of the Year card in Jaden Daniels. Who do you expect to take the biggest steps forward this season? We'll have our eyes on training camp in just 8 days. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world with the Sports App.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The Sports App.
And we'll start by recapping the tennis action from the weekend, the third Grand Slam of the calendar year from Wimbledon. And on the men's side, it was a very anticipated final. Jannik Sinner against Carlos Alcaraz. Again, the rematch. 35 days after an unbelievable come-from-behind victory by Carlos Alcaraz in the French Open final, in which he lost the first couple sets, came back to win it in five after Jannik Sinner had three match points that Alcaraz was able to save off. He came back and won it in the fifth. This time in Wimbledon, didn't get to a fifth set as Jannik Sinner takes down Alcaraz in four. Here is the final call.
That's it. Jannik Sinner takes his piece of Wimbledon history. What a wonderful match.
So Carlos Alcaraz wins four straight games in the first set to come from behind and win it 6-4. And then loses three straight sets, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. The two went back and forth. It was a battle. Jannik Sinner just had the upper hand in his breakpoint opportunities. Carlos Alcaraz could not reach that extra level, that final gear that he's been able to reach in the previous two Wimbledon finals. He could not get the three-peat. Yannick Sinner is the winner. And here is Yannick Sinner after the match talking about how he understood what he made mistakes on in the French Open and changed it for Wimbledon. Let's take a listen.
You just have to understand what you did wrong, trying to work on that. That's exactly what we did. We tried to accept the loss and just kept working. And this is for sure one of the reasons why I hold this trophy.
It's pretty incredible. Yannick Sinner has now been to the last six Grand Slam finals, winning now the Wimbledon. And that is his first championship not on the hard court. He had been successful at the U.S. Open and Australia, but did not have the same success in Roland Garros with the clay, and now finally got it in the grass at Wimbledon. The women's final, well, I want to give a round of applause to Amanda Anisimova, the 23-year-old American who made it to a Grand Slam final for the first time, and she tried to become the third straight American woman to win a Grand Slam this year after Madison Keys in Australia, Coco Gauff, the incredible win over Sabalenka in France, but against Iga Swiatek, it was all Swiatek. Swiatek wins 6-0, 6-0, a bagel. Here's the final call. Just a slaughter there, 6-0, 6-0. You feel for Anisimova, who was just super nervous in her first Grand Slam final. And Swiatek, like a cat, gets to every shot. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. So I told you, I have placed a bet on the Washington Wizards to win the Summer League in Vegas. On Friday night, they looked like losers. By 19 points, the Suns blew out the Wizards. We move over to Sunday's action, Game 2. Much better performance by the young Wiz. It was Trey Johnson, this year's number 6 overall pick, with a slam. Play-by-play, let's take a listen to the call.
Really good tempo with that pull-up. 17-2 run for the Wizards. And off the miss, a great outlet. Room service, it's Trey Day.
So Trey Johnson had a really good game from the field, but the story of last night's game was the response from Alex Saar, who could not hit a shot in Game 1. I thought he was outplayed, outmanned down low by Cayman Maloak out of Duke. Bounced back by Saar. 16 points, 12 rebounds, and a record for the NBA Summer League, 8 blocks. Needed that from Saar. Keep pushing throughout the rest of the Summer League. Let's take a listen to the call.
Timmy. Etienne, back to Timmy. Spin, pull. Saar, send it back. Alex Saar timing that perfectly, cuts him off on the spin, and then has the athletic ability quickness to then react to that finger roll.
Wow. Several times he had 2 blocks on one possession, 8 blocks, 12 rebounds, 16 points for last year's number 2 overall pick. Much better performance. Over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Oh, the 2025 Home Run Derby, and James Wood in the field, currently with the 4th best odds, I believe, or 5th best odds, depending on what book you're looking at. You can sign up with ESPN Bet, promo code AWOD. I asked you the question, how much natitude would it give you if James Wood wins the Home Run Derby like Bryce Harper did his final season in D.C.? But over the weekend, on Sunday, the Nationals made the first overall pick in the 2025 MLB Draft. Let's take a listen.
With the first pick of the 2025 MLB Draft, the Washington Nationals select Eli Willits, a shortstop from Fort Cobb Broxton High School in Fort Cobb, Oklahoma.
So my spit take reaction is, oh, it's not the pitcher out of LSU. It's also not Holiday, who is highly anticipated. So I'm kind of surprised by this pick. Feels like it's an out-of-box thinking from the new general manager, Mike DiBartolo, trying to make a move here. But I will say this. Shortstop's always been the most important position on the field in baseball, and hopefully this kid is the real deal. Here's ESPN with some post-draft coverage on the Nats' first overall pick.
Okay, so you say not a shock. We'll get the thought to everybody else. It's a bit of a surprise, and we'll get into his whole story. This was his vision. Amazingly, he authored this whole thing, did Eli Willits.
Yeah, and comes from a baseball family, spent some time with him, wrote a feature about himself and Ethan Holliday, both from Oklahoma. He reclassified, so he is the youngest player that's going to be drafted today. Again, talking about what Jeff talked about, what analytical teams do. They take guys that make a lot of contact and are very young for their class. That is Eli Willits to a T. There's a chance that he turns into a 2020 guy that can play shortstop. He's not the most obviously sort of football combine athletic guy. He is a baseball athletic guy. You can see that in the uplift video here. The power comes from being athletic, again, in a baseball way. It's often talked about fingertips to forearms, as opposed to some other sports where it's bench press, other things like that. He's very connected. He has two different swings. He maintains both of them. And he makes incredible amounts of contact, plus runner, above average defender.
Stud defender, hopefully he's the future for the Washington Nationals at the shortstop position. He'll hit for a good average, hopefully could hit for power also. But this kid feels like he has a lot of upside, and with his age, he'll have plenty of time before he's expected to make it to the majors. Over to NFL on the Sports app. Interesting report out of San Francisco per Adam Schefter. Juwan Jennings would like a new contract or to be traded. Has he played his final season with the 49ers? Well, the 28-year-old has played his entire career in San Francisco after they selected him in the seventh round of the 2020 draft. Man, they've been good with their seventh rounders like Brock Purdy. But he signed a two-year, $15 million deal with the team in March of 2024. But Brandon Ayuk didn't step up. Deebo Samuel's out the door. Juwan Jennings views himself as the legit number one now in San Francisco, and he wants to be paid like it. He's now set to just make $7.5 million in 2025. You compare that to like the 15-plus that Deebo is making. He wants a new contract or to be traded. Chargers have a wide receiver issue. Trey Harris, the wide receiver, becomes the first rookie training camp holdout. And he may not be the last, as it's reported that a whopping 30 of 32 second-round picks remain unsigned. The Chargers rookie has not shown up to training camp. He was the number 55 overall pick out of Ole Miss. Many believed him to be the number one or two wide receiver in this draft class. Over to soccer on the Sports app. We close out the summer of soccer in the United States with President Trump in attendance from MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, to see the champions of Europe, PSG, against Chelsea, the Blues, out of London. And it was Chelsea over PSG from the start of the game to the final whistle, completely abandoning everybody's pre-match thoughts that PSG had this in the bag already. The Londoners showed up, and it was Cole Palmer, Cole World, with a goal 22 minutes into the action. Let's take a listen to the call.
Massive range of passing from Robert Sanchez, and Nuno Mendes has been caught out here. Malo Gusto had the composure to turn. Cole Palmer! He takes accuracy over power!
PSG, who had just rolled past Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Inter Miami, and of course won the Champions League within 22 minutes, stunned by Chelsea. 7 minutes later, it's Palmer again finding the back of the net.
Cole Palmer exploiting that space again. Oh, what a trick from Palmer! Superb! The finish is almost a carbon copy, but the dummy was bought hook, line, and sinker.
The story of the game was PSG's powerful midfield being outmatched. Vitinha, Neves, and Ruiz outclassed by Moises Caicedo, Enzo Fernandez, the World Cup winner with Argentina, and Reece James, as it was João Pedro putting a third into the back of the net. Chelsea wins 3-0.
Work needed in that regard. Palmer, João Pedro, it's three, and Chelsea are running away with the FIFA Club World Cup final. Three goals in 42 minutes. Three goals now at this Club World Cup for João Pedro.
3-0 Chelsea over PSG. Bobby Blanco will join us to recap the Washington Nationals draft pick and what he has his eyes on for the second half of the season. And, of course, we'll talk about James Wood in the home run derby. Denton Day on the Commanders, 8 days away from training camp. And then Hokie Steve will join us live from Capitol Ale House here at 2 p.m. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and the experts have voted Jaden Daniels a top five quarterback. We'll react to that at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. Every Monday, we broadcast live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck for Burger Night. Back like it never left. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for just $3.95. So I'm here at Capitol Ale House. You can come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Stubb is back in the production studio running the board. And Biff, our intern for the summer, is nowhere to be found right now. He did help us out with some show outlines this morning. And Stubb, I don't know if you got this text, but I got a text. And I believe you have been able to track him down. Biff is on the hotline. But here's the text I received this morning, Stubb. I don't know if this was a cry for help or what. He says, "Hey, AWOD, I am stuck in Norfolk." And he's stuck in Norfolk because roads are flooded in my neighborhood. Underwater, supposedly, he says. So my family is using today to get back. He says, "I'll be able to do the outline and some research. And if you want to do intern talk, I'm happy to call in." So is Biff with us on the hotline right now? Biff, where are you calling us from? Is the water flooded? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm in the ocean swimming right now. I'm playing. I'm still at the beach. I'm stuck in my grandma's house right now. That was the main thing. My grandma doesn't like storms. She doesn't like me driving in storms. My grandma was also always on the news, so she saw floods in the area, and so she was not happy about it that we were leaving. So she's trapped me here, guys.
She trapped you here. Stubb, what do you think? Should we give him a pass for that? Because he's doing what grandma wants him to do. Look, he's not going to risk anything.
I'm going to give him a pass, but I want to get in this situation.
No, you don't want to be
just
trapped
working from
with your
home.
Parents, bro. You do not want to be trapped
with
your parents.
If it's a beach house, then yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, it is definitely a place to. I'm okay with being trapped at. But still, I was just like, oh, God, I don't know. I knew I was going to get made fun of. I just knew it. I knew I was going to get made fun of. So I decided to take it on the chin, and I would still do the intern duties just from the beach.
All right. Well, you got him on the line, Stubb. We might as well do a little crosstalk with Biff.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So I know when I'm at the beach, I'm usually laying out by the pool or going in the water, playing catch with my boys, you know, drinking sun up to sundown. But I'm hoping you watch the Wimbledon final because I know I got you a little bit excited for tennis. Carlos Alcaraz, Jannik Sinner, just a four-setter, though, as Alcaraz couldn't pull it together and force a fifth set. Did you watch Wimbledon?
Yeah. Oh, did I watch Wimbledon? Yeah, I actually watched the Fritz match as well. I was up screaming at the TV, man. I really wanted Fritz to pull it together. But yeah, I watched Sinner. I watched Alcaraz. That just showed me how good those guys really are. And there's levels to this. Like there's levels to tennis. The ones and twos are they're not like any college American sports. Like those guys are clearly the best. And Sinner played. I mean, we thought from what he did. Going down with two sets, and then his opponent had to retire from that injury to see what he did. To come back, face adversity, that was really cool to see.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it really shows you how far the gap is between one and two and the rest of the field. I mean, Fritz was close to forcing a fifth set, and he had it on his racket. He served it right down the tee on the line. And Alcaraz hits an amazing return and then wins four straight points, wins it in four, and doesn't even force a fifth set. And so, like, that was eye-opening to me, was watching the level of tennis in the finals and being there, sitting there like, I don't know if an American man will ever be able to get past both of them. Because as great as Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic were, like, these guys are even younger, right, and building and getting better. And so, like, I put it out there, yeah, like, Fritz is 27. Alcaraz is like 23, Sinner's like 22. They're gonna continue to get better. And I wonder if an American man will ever be able to break through in the next 10 years.
And I was going to ask, I say, do you know any like up-and-coming American tennis players that we should be like, all right, this is our hope? Because, I mean, Fritz, obviously, I'm excited to see what he can do in the next couple of years. But like you said, he's older than all these guys. Shelton obviously is younger, but again, he's not on that level. So I was going to ask, like, is there any hope in our future at all, anywhere?
The hope is Ben Shelton, who has gotten close and did lose to Sinner in the quarterfinals, and I believe he went to the semifinals either in Australia or in France. So he's made some noise before, and I think it was the semis of U.S. Open last year, and he beat Francis Tiafoe in the quarters to make it to the semis. So he's our hope. He's 22 years old, and I wonder if he's there, if mentally he can put it together for a full match against the two best guys, Sinner and Alcaraz, because that's what is so interesting about tennis. It is such a mental game, and, you know, for years, it was like the Americans would go up against Federer or go against Nadal, and they just felt like they had no chance to win, right? Even when they would go up a set, you just knew they had no chance to win because it's such a mental game. I think the best thing for Ben Shelton's career has been that he started dating Trinity Rodman. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, this 22-year-old kid, I think he's maturing beyond his years because he's having this girlfriend now. He was kind of an ass on the court last year, you know, throwing signs when he wins a match and then he gets taken down by Djokovic in the next round, kind of throws it back at his face here. He's our answer. I just don't know. You know, he's got to have to keep it sharp, keep it training, and, you know, stick to on the court. Too many guys get into partying off the court. And so Shelton would be our answer. But Biff, I wanted to get your take on the FIFA Club World Cup final as well.
Man, listen, I'm going to give you guys props. I know you're a big Blues fan, all right? And I was thinking about you the entire time. and I was definitely surprised, man. I mean, Chelsea what they had to do to get to the finals and what PSG had to get through them. You're talking like big time European clubs, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, like Atletico Madrid, those type of teams that PSG had to face. You all had to face like these little Brazilian teams who, by the way, I'm going to give them credit. They did pretty good this tournament, but again, there's no Bayern Munich, no Real Madrid. So I'm going to give y'all credit, man. I mean, you guys, the level of dominance you guys put on that. And let me tell you how much I'm so jealous of you guys have João Pedro. I am so jealous that you guys have a true striker now, especially because Nicholas Jackson, I don't know about you, I'm not really a big fan of Nicholas Jackson, but João Pedro has stepped up for you guys in a new system and a new team. You guys look very scary, and I hate it because that just makes me want to like give up on Manchester United because that's just one more team we got to worry about.
Yeah, Chelsea with a world-class striker is on a different level. It's a different class. It's unbelievable. You know, this is what happened when we got Diego Costa, right? This is what happened when Kai Havertz learned how to score goals, and all of a sudden we won the Champions League that year. When Chelsea has a striker that can hold possession, it changes everything. And that's what João Pedro was able to do much better than Nicholas Jackson in that final, right? He held up the ball, found Palmer, held up the ball, found Neto, found Gusto. And I think my bigger thing was Enzo Maresca completely outmanaged Luis Enrique in that final, which is so tough to do. But from the opening whistle to the final whistle, Chelsea had the better tactics.
It's actually very impressive, and it scares me because everyone was saying Enzo's out of a job, right? Enzo's on the hot seat. And I mean, this year, and Cole Palmer was on a downgrade, right, too, as well. So this World Cup, I mean, this FIFA World Cup, Club World Cup for you guys was an absolutely movie, and I'm honestly very excited for you guys because I think Chelsea's a football club that is always, soccer's so much better when you guys are good and always competing in the Champions League. So that's very exciting, and I hope my Manchester United Reds can join you guys. Just give us a couple years, and maybe you can get us João Pedro. That'd be nice too.
Biff, I appreciate you chiming in. Hopefully you can make it home safely and join us tomorrow. The Washington Nationals made a number one overall selection last night in the MLB draft. Bobby Blanco will give us the latest next. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals. And what a couple of weeks it's been for the Washington Nationals. And this is the start of a new era. Whether you like it or not, it certainly is the start of the new era with the selection made last night. And we'll see how him and others will develop here under the new general manager and the new manager for the Washington Nationals as they finish out this season and then hopefully do a nationwide search following the conclusion of this season. Joining us right now, Nats insider for Mass and Nationals, Bobby Blanco. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, AWOD, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing pretty good here. So why don't you start by breaking down what you thought were the three top prospects that could have gone number one overall?
I think it was more than three, I think. I mean, I know everyone honed in on Kate Anderson, Ethan Holliday, and then obviously Eli Wolf's team would pick. But I think the Nats, for a while, had a group of six. There was no clear-cut number one pick in this draft. There was no Paul Skeens, Jackson Holliday, even though his brother was available. You know, it was not that easy, which, you know, you can debate good or bad thing. But, like, the Nationals had their pick, so to speak, of who they wanted. And so it was the three college lefties. It was Ethan Holliday. It was Eli Willis. And I think I would even throw in the sixth one being that high school pitcher from California, Seth Hernandez, who was, you know, considered probably one of the highest upside pitchers in this draft. And as we got closer to the draft day, you know, I think people around the industry, mock drafts and stuff, you heard less and less about Ethan Holliday. And it was a lot of Cade Anderson, and you saw Eli Willis kind of move up some mocks and be talked about a little bit more as it relates to the Nationals' top pick. And for me, like, you know, ever since they fired Mike Rizzo last Sunday, I thought it was less likely they would take one of those college pitchers because Rizzo loved pitching. college pitchers in the first round. He had a long history of drafting college pitchers in the first round. They weren't drafting as high for those years, but still. And then it was only recently that they started going position players with Brady House, Elijah Green, Dylan Cruz, Stephen King. So, and with Brad Seelick now in the fold, Danny Haas, they have a longer track record of going position players. So when Rizzo left, I thought it was more likely they would take a position player and one of those two prep infielders in Holiday and Willits. I know a lot of people were a little bit surprised that it was Willits. I think I could say, you know, I was a little bit surprised too, but I'm not surprised that they end up with one of those prep guys at number one overall.
Bobby, so tell us what you know about him. I mean, he becomes one of the youngest number one overall picks in baseball.
Yeah, he's only 17 years old. He reclassified for this draft, so he just finished his junior year of high school, so he should be going into his senior year this fall, which is crazy. But it's not just the Nationals saying this. A lot of people have said that he's probably the best overall hitter of this draft. His bat-to-ball skills are elite. He's, you know, the power is probably the biggest question mark. He's not going to be have a lot of natural power like Ethan Holiday has, but he's not going to strike out. He stays within the strike zone. He's fast on the base paths. He's athletic in the field. His defense is elite. And so it wasn't just the Nationals saying last night, this is the guy that we think is the best overall hitter and the best defender in the draft. A lot of people around the industry have said that. So, you know, and I thought it was interesting talking to some of the Nationals brass last night after the pick that they said, you know, from the analytical side of the scouting department to the, you know, traditional scouting side of the scouting department, they both kind of merged and were unanimous and agreed that Eli Willits was the best player in the draft, and that's why they took him 1-1.
It is very interesting because it kind of feels like this is, you know, the signal of the new era with this selection. Like you were mentioning, Mike Rizzo loved taking pitchers. They didn't even get a hitter in college, a 17-year-old. And, you know, when he's 17-year-old, I mean, it just feels like it. A massive swing there in terms of a prospect of how big is he going to get, how strong is he going to get. We know about his bat skills, but I wonder, you know, given his age, how does this fit the timeline of the Nationals maybe starting the rebuild process over again?
Right. So, I mean, that's a big question for, I think, you know, even the Nats need to answer that. Like, what is their next timeline or new timeline if it has changed of when they want to compete again at the major league level? For Willits, you know, he said last night one of his goals is to reach the major league by the time he's 20. Well, that would be 2028, so that's still 3 years from now. So he is definitely more of a long-term project. I think people can, you know, it would be fair, I think, for people to read into that and kind of think, oh, well, they're thinking back into a long-term, like, I wouldn't say restarting, but they're thinking into another long-term rebuild here. You know, he could take a drastically, you know, rapid rise to the farm system and make his debut sooner if he's that good. But I think it's fair to kind of say, hey, if he's not going to be here for 3 years, then, like, what are we doing? And I think a lot of people, the argument for one of those college pitchers was they could help you at the major league level by next year. And if you're going to be competitive next year, wouldn't you want to draft someone who's going to help you sooner rather than later? And that's a difficult part of the Major League Baseball draft, right? Is that, like, you're drafting for the future. You're not drafting for immediate help. Very rarely you see guys get drafted and then make the majors that same year or even the following year. So it is more difficult. It's not like the baseball draft – or, sorry, the basketball draft or the football draft. So it is very different in that sense. But, yeah, I mean, I think the interesting part is if Willits does make his debut by 2028, that would be C.J. Abrams' last year under contract – of the current contract that he has. So that would be, he would be a pending free agent at the end of that season. And so now that question kind of lingers over him and the team. Well, if you don't think CJ's your long-term shortstop of the future, you now have his replacement in-house with the number one overall pick. And if you do sign him as a long-term extension and do think he is your shortstop of the future, you move Eli Willits to another spot? Do you try to use him as trade bait to go acquire, you know, an ace starting pitcher or whatever else you may need down the line? So it is kind of an interesting, you know, we're always going to be talking about how Willett's always going to be connected to Ethan Holiday in their careers. Well, for the Nationals' perspective, he can always be connected to C.J. Abrams for the next couple of seasons, so it's going to be interesting to follow.
Bobby Blanco with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. It's a frustrating struggle right now for Nationals fans to try to stay positive, stay optimistic, and look to the future, you know, a few years down the road. Can you kind of answer this for me? Why is it that there are a bunch of rumors that Washington will trade Mackenzie Gore?
I think, well, first and foremost, he's at the same amount of service time and contract status that Juan Soto was when they traded him a couple of years ago. So there's always that connection. And I also think now, like, kind of tying back to what I just said about what they think their timeline is. I mean, if they trade Mackenzie, that kind of speaks to what they think their timeline is. I think that kind of shows, hey, we can kind of do a quick reboot again for this. Because he is under control for two more seasons. He is your ace of the staff. Mackenzie, also, you know, his value has never been higher. He's an all-star. He's one of the best starting pitchers. He's one of the league leaders in strikeouts. Like, you know, I think it's fair for some of those rumors to come about. When you're 20 games 500, you kind of have to put, you know, everything is a possibility, right? So yeah. I initially would say I would be surprised if they did it. You know, Mike DiBartolo, the interim GM, was very involved in that trade, that Juan Soto trade. So he was very involved in bringing Mackenzie Gore over here. So we know he likes him. We know Mackenzie has been pitching very well for them. He's a potential ace for down the line. So we know ownership likes him and the coaches love him. So I would be very surprised. But then again, it's just, you know, that's the question that this new front office has to quickly answer over these next couple of weeks, because it is coming up soon, and that would be the big splash if they decided to do that. It would surprise me, but that doesn't mean you don't answer the phone if someone comes calling and asks what it will take. I think you're going to ask for, you know, you won't get Juan Soto level, but you're going to get close to it because of the service time and, you know, the seasons he's having and his potential. But, you know, it's unfortunately going to be, you know, a storyline to follow over these next couple of weeks after the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, totally, because like you're mentioning, if they're not going to pay him, why keep him here? It's almost like if I was Mike Rizzo, I would say, if you're not going to pay my guys, I don't want to be here. Fire me then. I don't want to be part of this another rebuild. I mean, we're talking about a team that hasn't won more than, you know, 50% of their games since 2019. It's just been a hard 5 years here for this fan base. Bobby, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Thanks to Bobby Blanco for breaking down the Washington Nationals. Number one overall pick, Eli Willits, yesterday. The young shortstop was just 17 years old, and I think everything he said makes sense. This is the move you make when you are building for the future. And I thought we were building for next year. That's kind of the frustrating part as a fan of the Washington Nationals was, well, we made those moves. We sucked for those years, right? We had the number one overall pick before, right? We won 55 games in 2022, 71 games the last 2 years, and again, we're now 20 games below 500, and it's like, at what point is this team supposed to start winning? It was supposed to be this year. And so that's why it made sense firing Davey Martinez. But when you fire Mike Rizzo, too, and it was his guys that he had brought in here to replenish, you know, the stars that you had sold off, like Trey Turner and Juan Soto, and then you get rid of him, you're giving up on, in my mind, you're giving up on his project. And you're starting all the way over again. And maybe they decide, we have to pull the plug. This team's not winning games. You're too close with Davey Martinez. Where's the batting? Where's the pitching? Our farm system's awful. It's time to start over. And that might be right. All right. So what I'm saying is, looking back on this, I don't think it was the right move to fire Mike Rizzo, because I believe in him. And heck, he won us a World Series with the moves that he's made. Right. Davey deserved to be fired. The team was awful. But maybe I'm starting to realize that it was the right move to fire Mike Rizzo, because he wasn't going to sit here and watch this team suck for another 3 years. He was ready to make moves to get them back to being close to 500 now, and it wasn't working. And so maybe they, you know, pulled the Band-Aid, right, pulled the plug, and they're ready here to take 3 or 4 years now to become a respectable organization once again. And I kind of feel like they might trade Mackenzie Gore. Is it the right decision? I don't think so, but if you weren't going to pay him, then it is. Right, because that's the other part of this, revolving door for the Washington Nationals right now is, well, if you're not going to pay guys, then they're going to come in, they're going to get out. They're going to come in, and then they're going to get traded when they want to get paid. Right, Bryce Harper in, out. Juan Soto didn't get paid, traded, gone. And so until ownership decides they're going to actually spend money to make this a major league club, then they're going to do it the cheap way, and it's not going to be fun for the fan base. You're gonna get used to names, and then they're gonna be gone, right? It's almost like it's minor league, in the Premier League, minor league soccer. Like you're going to, oh, this guy is really good, and now he's 22 years old, and oh, now we're gonna sell him and get a couple 18-year-olds in return here, and trade because we're building towards the future. It's gonna be a struggle being a Nats fan over the next few years, because I don't see it getting better anytime soon. I'm excited. We got this kid, supposedly the best hitter in baseball, out of the guys that were going to get drafted. But he's 17 years old. It's going to be a while before he gets to the majors. I'm here at Capitol Ale House while Stubb is in the production room. Stubb, I went to see Superman yesterday.
Oh.
The new James Gunn movie. And I'll give my rating later, but I need to tell everyone, my rating is going to be affected by the atmosphere in which I watched the movie. The kids sitting next to us. Stubb, I texted you over the weekend, so you knew this was coming. Should I sign up for 17+, right? They had that as one of the options. My buddy said, no, let's just go to the one at 620. I'll probably never make that mistake again. These two teenage boys who sat next to me were on their phone, were talking, joking, laughing, filming everything you're not supposed to do in a movie theater. My buddy who I was with, Kevin, turned to his right and said, "Will you shut the bleep up?" The kids started laughing and got even louder. They tried to ruin the movie for us. It was like anytime there was a big moment in the movie, they would just start giggling or say, "Who is that? What are they doing? I mean, I wanted to strangle these kids. I really did. It was like, what kind of parenting lets your kids go to the theaters and just ruin it for everybody in the entire row and people sitting right behind them? And so my review is going to be completely affected. My buddy Kevin never wants to go back to Movieland because of this. I don't feel the same way, but I did think it was kind of crazy. I said if I was sitting in his seat, I probably would have gone to management because I wasn't directly next to the kids. I could hear them, though. Stubb, what would you do in that situation? It was beyond frustrating.
I guess get the 17 plus ticket next time. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know Movieland even offered that till you texted me that. It seems like a great deal because Every time you go to a movie, that's the problem. I mean, if it wasn't packed, I probably would have moved seats.
That was the problem. Believe me, I got up and looked to move. I even shined a flashlight. No open seats. Yeah. I was like, I don't care anymore. I mean, these kids are just ruining it.
Yeah, your other option is to just miss 5 minutes of the movie and go grab someone, and they'll kick them out if they're being loud.
I know, and to be honest, I'd love to just get my money back, and for my buddy Kevin to get his money back, but I didn't want to be the Karen that just
and like I get that too. That's
afterwards.
Why I wouldn't really eat.
But it was just so frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know why. Usually they have people kind of monitor, like walk in every now and then, and if people are being loud, though.
We should have known it was going to be bad when we sit down on our seats. The kid next to my buddy shakes up his soda and opens it, and it spills all over my buddy's chair. I mean, it was at that moment
that
we should have just said something, you know. But we got through the trailers, and the movie started, and they were talking, and, you know, he quieted them once. It didn't work, though. It was like they used that as ammo to just be more awful and awful
in
the theater.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, by the end of it, I kind of didn't want to ever go back to the theaters again. Like it was that bad.
I've had one or two experiences like that. I mean, I go out to the theater every week, and that basically never happens to me. It's not so common. It sucks though when it does happen, and there's nothing you can do except from like rat them out.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, hang out at home. Like, why do you need to go to the movie theater to talk to each other?
To talk. No, I know. It's beyond frustrating. It was like these three, middle school friends who hadn't seen each other in a year. And they had to tell each other about every cute girl that they saw in class. It was like every scene, they had something to say. And it was loud and obnoxious, too. And then, like, when the phone started going off, I mean, that's when I was close to going to get a manager, but I didn't want to like miss the movie.
Right, you know? It's kind of a bad system. I know places like Alamo theaters, Alamo Draft House, I think they're called. They are very strict. They will have someone come in there. I think you might even have a button in your chair you can press if people are being annoying.
Well, you do. They serve beer there, so they probably are more strict about people talking during a movie. But yeah, it was frustrating. So like, I here's the thing. I thought the Superman movie was pretty good. But not great, and maybe that was because I was affected. But I also think I told my friend, in terms of setting up the DC cinematic universe, it was like a 9 out of 10. But in terms of just a standalone Superman movie, it was like a 5 out of 10. And again, maybe that was affected by the atmosphere I watched it in.
I'd kind of flip.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how much it was setting up of interest to me, but man, I really like the story about.
Oh, really?
About kindness. And
at the end, I was like, I want a Supergirl movie, I want a Lex Luthor movie, I want a Justice Gang movie, right? I kind of was excited about what James Gunn can do with some of these other characters, and maybe it's setting up for the second Superman to be way better than this one. I wanted more Superman fighting, personally, but. Yeah, I mean, just the whole movie.
Yeah, the best
was pretty
fight
much
in the movie
these
was
kids.
Was Mr. Terrific.
You thought so?
Oh, dude, with the needle drop and the bubble.
Yeah, I mean, he was a cool
that
character
was awesome.
For sure. That was one of those things where I was
about
like,
him,
yeah,
but I love him now.
Right, he should get his own movie, and that's why I kind of felt like that movie set up other DC movies more than I'm going to look back and say that was like a masterpiece by James Gunn, Superman. I don't know that it was. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I mean, what would you do if you had a situation like I did going to the movie theaters? 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. The Richmond Commander coming up next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.